miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Louise Firth Campbell is the Chief Operating Officer of the Book of Odds. Her book is called The Book of Odds. She's the co-author, From Lightning Strikes to Love at First Sight, The Odds of Everyday Life. It's published by William Morrow, and one of her specialties is health and medical odds. And again, here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. There's a whole bunch of just actually wonderfully interesting material in here. And so one of our viewers or readers or listeners asked us to ask you, what's the odds a 35-year-old single woman will get married by age 45?
Well, the older you are, the less likely it is you will get married. But we do have in this book, some of the odds based on age. If you've never been married before, the odds you'll get married at age X, Y, and Z. And in fact, they're in the chapter called Marriage, which I'm sort of turning to right now. So it's not so much, I don't think they break it down within the next 10 years as much as they do the odds of a person of a given age likelihood of getting married. And I'm trying to find what those are now. But those are available, and they're the kind of thing that they publish in several times in a decade. And the government does study that and has studied it over time. So it's something that for which we do have the odds based on a reliable source of information. So trying to find the actual odds by age. I'm not sure. I know we have them. So we have the odds a woman will enter her first marriage by the age of 20, 25, 30, 35. And the odds increase the older you get up to a point. But then the odds someone age 35 will get married in her lifetime, the odds will drop the older you get when you haven't been married, if that makes sense. So
it does to me, yes.
Yeah. So
You have this as the odds a woman will enter her first marriage by the age of 35 is 1 in 1.2.
Correct. That age, a woman will have entered. So it starts in that little series, age at first marriage, it starts at age 20. And by age 20, 1 in 7.6 women have been married, have had their first marriage. By 25, it's 1 in 2.1. By 30, 1 in 1.4. By 35, 1 in 1.2. But it's a little bit different question. If you say, is a woman 35 who has not been married, will she get married in her lifetime? Those odds drop the older you get if you haven't been married at all.
Yeah, it actually looks like 20% of marriages will occur after age 35. Now, it doesn't answer exactly what we were asked, but we'll go to the website and try and find it rather than the book or the Facebook page.
In the book just has although there's lots of stats on that particular topic, because it's studied in the National Survey of Family Growth, which is the source of the odds a woman will enter her first marriage by age. And then there are also the odds a woman will get married by a certain age in the same source.
It turns out that sexual frequency in marriage for men relates to how happy they say they are. And if they're thinking they're having more sex than the average guy, they are happier, and you have that in here as well.
Right.
Your heart cheating, you even have the odds of an ever-married man or cohabitating adult who has not cheated during the relationship fantasizes about cheating is 1 in 3.3.
Right. So
there are all kinds of interesting things to read in here. Another one is, I was wondering, the you also talk a lot about prom night. And what are the chances of getting pregnant on prom night?
Yeah, and that was actually, when you asked about how easy or difficult, how much study does it take to do some of the odds, and that one actually has to do with, it's a little story we put together. My co-author, Amram Shapiro in particular, was interested in this topic. And there's no study of girls who've had sex on prom night. But what we do have is several different things that were available. So the odds of a female 12th grade student have had sexual intercourse, that's available. That's 1 in 1.6. And so to get the little story of pregnancy on prom night is a combination of data that's available and assumptions. So one of the first assumptions...
So 1 in 1.6 means roughly 60% of the time.
Yeah.
Someone has had pregnancy, has had intercourse before 12th grade, I guess you'd say.
No, a 12th grade student. So when they do that youth risk surveillance survey is the source of that, and they ask questions of people in different grades. And so the 12th graders who responded, this is available for both females and males, so 12th grade females... over 60% have had sexual intercourse by their time they're in 12th grade. It doesn't say they've had it before 12th grade. Some of them will have had it before 12th grade, but it's by the time you're in 12th grade.
In 12th grade and before.
And before, yeah. And so starting with the number of 12th grade students who have had intercourse, females, then the next assumption that's made to get to this odds of a daughter will, what are the odds your daughter will get pregnant on prom night? So the first major assumption is assuming half the girls who have had sex will have sex on prom night. And then you have to go through, well, they're going to be using protection. Are they going to be using no protection, a condom, or a pill, contraception, or a combination? And there are data on the use of contraception by teenagers. In fact, there's a study that's done that the teenagers in the United States, sexual activity, contraceptive use, and childbearing. The National Survey of Family Growth captures those data. And so by putting a bunch of these different data points together, we came up with... It's a combination of stats and speculation. A nervous parent's speculative odds of a teenage girl getting pregnant when having sex on prom night, 1 in 506.
So 1 in 506.
Yeah.
And Joe, we're going to have to go to you pretty soon. Thank you very much. This is a wonderfully interesting book, The Book of Odds, and one of the authors who's been with us, Louise Firth Campbell. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, and thank you, Louise Firth Campbell. That is called The Book of Odds. From Lightning Strikes to Love at First Sight, The Odds of Everyday Life. It's published by William Morrow, and it is a terrific read, and you can't put it down. None of these books are ones you can ever put down, and certainly this is the case with the book that was co-written by Louise Firth Campbell. Thank you for listening today to the show. Don't forget, it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com for any emails or questions you have for Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.